In the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight today at 100.7 WHUD, two people, Steve Cohen and Jessica Klee. Hello, Steven and Jessica.
Hey, Andy.
Hey, how you doing, Andy?
I'm doing fine. Now, Steve, you were here before. How long ago was that?
That was about 4 years ago.
4 years ago. Okay, here's what I remember. You were in Beacon?
Yes.
So you were one of the first people to ever migrate to Beacon, I think.
Probably.
You and Henry Hudson, pretty much, right?
Oh, yeah.
And you were also a Spanish teacher. You still doing that?
Still a Spanish teacher, yeah.
Wow, muy bien. Well done.
Muy bien.
And Jessica, we didn't speak with, but you were included, I think, in the interview, and you had a recording studio. Are you still doing that?
I am still doing that, yes.
Is business good, typically speaking?
Well, rocking is our business, and business is good.
Let's get a free plug for you. Where's your recording studio, Jessica?
Recording studio is in Hopewell Junction, New York. It's called JLK Productions and Songbird Recording Studios.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. Hey, Steve and Jessica, so what have you been doing in the last 4 years?
The last 4 years? We've been writing songs and playing out shows and really just trying to work on that craft.
We're kind of slow at writing songs. I think we record and release one about once every year.
Wow.
We're releasing one song a year. Writing more than that. We got a bunch in the stove right now. But it's just a matter of getting together. You know, it's a bit of a challenge, but we do it for our fun.
You're not in it for the money.
Right. Yeah, we do it because we love to do this.
How long have you been working together, Jessica and Steve?
We've been working together since 2012, so it's been about 8 years now.
How did you get together?
Well, interestingly enough, I went to Alto Music over in Wappingers to have my guitar looked at, and her card was on the front counter, and I took it, and I reached out to her, and the rest is history.
Everybody's card is on the front counter. At Alto?
Yeah.
Absolutely, yeah. Well, he came over here to record a couple of his songs, and I ended up helping him with them by producing his songs for him, you know, adding a lot of parts. I play as well, so I played a lot of bass guitar and, you know, programmed drums and stuff, and
wow, okay.
It kind of developed into a long-term working relationship, and we became very good friends in the interim. Here we are, right, Steve?
That's right.
Jessica, you say you know a lot of instruments, you know a lot about recording. How did you learn the electronics and the engineering of owning your own studio?
The long and short of it is I'm a complete geek. I've been playing guitar since I was about 5 years old. And in my younger years, I was traveling around in bands in Canada, get off the road and get into recording studios and record stuff. And I always was fascinated at, you know, how the engineer and the producers work together working on our songs. And I just kind of assumed the responsibility in some ways, you know, recording some stuff on the road. And then I just ended up spending more time on that side of the glass and helping other people with their music.
I think more musicians would benefit from knowing more about the electronic aspect of recording.
Absolutely. I think so, too, yeah.
In the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight today at 100.7 WHUD, Stephen Cohen and Jessica Klee. Steve, where do you teach, by the way?
I teach over in Wappingers School District.
You don't really spend a lot of time in the studio. Would you rather be writing or would you rather be performing?
Oh, that's a tough one.
These are the tough questions, Steve.
These are the tough questions. I love both, but for different reasons.
Do tell.
Well, I love writing because I love getting together with Jessica and getting ideas down. But at the same time, I love playing out with Jessica because there's nothing like playing live in front of a crowd.
Well, it'll happen sooner or later, I guess, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Did you have to cancel a lot of gigs or any gigs before all this happened?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, and also for me, too, because I, you know, I'm a producer and engineer. I can't have people in the studio because of it. And I do a lot of live shows and production work. And I had this, it just killed my business. It's, you know, Steve has this good fortune of being able to work at home, but I'm able to edit videos at home. But, you know, my passion really lies with music, and it's just been really hard.
I know how intimate that is in the studio, and it's kind of tough to do. It's impossible to do right now. Do you see a time soon when that'll happen?
I think so. I mean, a lot of the clients I work with, they're just dying to get back, and it's really me kind of saying, well, you know, we should wait for a little bit longer. So I think that once I open the doors, you know, a lot of people are going to be looking to release that musical energy again here. And of course, Steve and I, we're working on a couple of new originals, too. And, you know, we started getting momentum after California came out. And, you know, we really want to keep the momentum going.
Tell me a little bit, Steve, about the song California that we're going to play.
Oh, the song California. Well, Jessica and I, we have a friend who moved from New York to California. And years later, she ended up moving back to New York. And the song is really about her journey back home and making peace with her past. And I would say that at its core, the song is really about forgiveness.
It's Stephen Cohen. It's Jessica Klee. Do you have a band name or just the two of you?
Cohen and Klee.
Cohen and Klee, ladies and gentlemen.
Original, right?
What's your website?
CohenandKlee.com.
Cohen and Klee. Actually, CohenKlee.com. There's no N there.
CohenKlee.com. Okay. Hey, here is the song called California, Stephen Cohen and Jessica Klee in the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight today at 100.7 WHUD. Thanks, guys. Good luck.
Thanks, Andy.
Thank you so much.